So in terms of molecular markers, one of the issues is the type 1 tyrosine kinase receptors. And when HER2 is associated with epidermal growth factor receptor, or HER1, what we actually see is we get signaling through AKT and RAS, we get increased cell proliferation, increased angiogenesis, apoptosis suppressed, and ER is suppressed. And there is reasonable data that actually if you have other HER dimers, so that you have HER4 there instead of HER1, that you actually get ER overexpressed, you get increased apoptosis, decreased cell proliferation, and decreased angiogenesis. So it depends on which partner is there for HER2 as to what the outcome is, and that will also depend on which patients we'll need to treat in the presence or absence of HER2.